tied my belt up. I've been relaxed and letting people speak. Well, I've got a reporter that sometimes he can't hear, and I want to make sure he can hear, and he does a great job. But also, we're getting older up here. Some of us can't hear as good, so when the person's up here talking, please, if you need to say something, don't just spurt it out. Raise your hand. When they come down, we'll bring you up to the podium, and then that'll be your turn. I don't want no fuss and arguing back and forth with another one. And it wasn't bad, but it's you can't hear when you got two people talking to one another. All right, well, let's get started. Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this day that you've given us, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us and help us to make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the minutes, June the 2nd.
Motion.
We got a motion by Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye. Let me see, this is the voice.
All right. Vouchers. We need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
We got a motion, WC. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Any constitutional officer here like to speak? All right. Need a motion to go into public hearing?
Motion.
Got a motion, WC.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
How are y'all?
Good. How you doing?
Good. We have a petition by the Cole King that was tabled from June 2nd requesting special exception be granted as provided in section 4.4.5 special exception of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the agriculture zoning district in accordance with a petition dated May 2nd, 2022 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 21-09-13-4319. 000-0440 at 152 Northeast 538th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 1, Jody Stevenson.
This is the one we had tabled, we had the opposition on?
Yes, sir.
I talked to some of the opposition and him. He's planning on building a house. So I want to go forth with approval of him building a house within a year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. We have a petition by Richard and Mary Lou Harmon requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5 special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the ESA zoning district in accordance with a petition dated March 29, 2022. Be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 1309-13-4051-0000-1110 at 1950 Northeast 835th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 1, Jody Stevens.
Any opposition?
Two.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to table it.
Got a motion, Ms. Stevenson, table it.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
We have a petition by Richard Smiley requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exception for the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated 4/26/22, be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 04-10-10-0423-0000-0310 at 25 Southwest 693 Street, Big Hatchie, Florida, 32359, Commission District 5, James Valentine.
I don't know what happened, Mr. James. He had an emergency or something.
Mr. Chairman, he's on his way back here. He got some trouble with his truck.
Okay.
He's on the phone with him. In a few minutes, I don't know if you're on the way to come back.
Let's do that.
Come back to that one.
Yeah,
we've got a couple, so I'll just get those. A petition by Sandra Waters requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exceptions of the County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an agriculture zoning district in accordance with the petition dated May 16, 2022, be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 270913-4357-0001-0320 at 811 Northeast 386 Avenue, Oakdale, Florida, 3380, Commission District 2, Dutch B. Mills.
Got any opposition?
No, sir.
Anybody here to oppose? Anybody on the phone to oppose? Motion to approve.
Got a motion, W.C. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
On my paper, Julie, you missed one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I did. Okay, we'll back up. A petition by Arthur and Cindy Piva requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5. Special exceptions to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ag agriculture zoning district in accordance with the petition dated May 16, 2022 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 270913-4471-0000-0410 at 1744 Northeast 364 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 2, W.C. Mills.
How about that? Not an
opposition. There's none.
None. Anybody here at opposition? Anybody on the phone opposed? Motion to approve it.
Got a motion from W.C. to approve. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
We have a petition by Deborah Williams requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated May 17, 2022, be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 16, 13, 12, 29, 27, 0000-1410 at 106 Southeast 1801 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. Okay. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
We have a petition by Adrian and Stacey Jensen requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, special exceptions to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated May 18, 2022, be located on property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 01101045W00000470 at 110 Northeast 770th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 2, Dutch D. Mills.
You had any opposition?
No, sir.
Is anybody on the phone opposed?
No, sir.
Anybody here to oppose?
This is your district and sounds like purpose landing. That's a deer trace, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
You opposing?
Yeah.
What's the reason for your proof?
Taken, come up here.
All right.
Come up, state your name and all that for the record.
I oppose. My name is Charles Saw. I oppose that for one reason. There's everybody in that area in Deer Trace or homes, okay? We already got too many special exceptions out there, and all it does is bring down the property value. Number two is I did my own little research of how many of these special exceptions actually I put out there and said it's okay. They have not been followed up in over 6 months. You'd be surprised what's on them now. And it's getting out of hand, Council. It is. I know the revenue, you get $350 or $80. $300 some dollars that you get out of these. Blue Canyon. I seen it, and that's what's going on.
Blue cans?
Blue barrels.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion to table it, and maybe I can hear from the people, hear from more people.
Okay.
WC and second by Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. This is tape.
You made it just in time.
I did.
Go ahead.
We have a petition by Andy and Mercedes San Ramon Ballfield requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.4.5. Special exceptions to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations permit one recreational vehicle in an agriculture zoning district in accordance with the petition dated May 19, 2022 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 3309134920000820 at 355 Northeast 542 Street, Old Town, Florida 32680. Commission District 4, James Story.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
None? Anybody here oppose it? Anybody on the phone? Need a motion?
Motion to approve.
We got a motion, WC, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Next one we have.
Is there any opposition on either one of them two? Go ahead, Liz.
I'm going to go back up then.
Yep. Do the first one.
Okay, so we have a petition by Richard Smiley requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exception to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated April 26, 2022, to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 04101040200000310 at 25 Southwest 693 Street, Dean Hatches, Florida 32359, Commission District 5, James Fowler.
And no opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone?
I know someone in the audience that wants to.
Well, that's, come on up.
Well, we done got through the rest of them, so now we're the only two holding up, going back to the regular meeting.
Come on up.
Name's Donald Hollander. Just want to make sure it's just one camper. That's all the application's for?
Yes.
All they can have.
Okay.
Just one camper.
That's
all they're supposed to have.
Sir?
You see
more. All they're supposed to have.
Okay.
If you see more, let us know. We'll pull the power.
Okay. Yeah, there's someone I'm going to talk to in person and have them take care of before get you involved.
Okay. So you're good?
Yes, with this one. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else here opposing? Anyone on the phone?
No.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve.
Second.
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
We have a petition by J.C. and Jan Woods requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exception to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated May 25, 2022, be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 19111180000100 at 13710 Southwest 351 Highway, Horseshoe Beach, Florida, 32648, Commission District 5, James Valentine.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here opposing this one? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. WC. All in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion to go back to the board.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-83, Richard Smiley.
Motion.
Motion from WC. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-84, author and Cindy Kaba.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-85, Sandra Waters.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Did I miss the Richard Smiley?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you did read it?
Yes, sir.
I missed.
I missed yours a while ago.
Okay.
Resolution 2022-86, Deborah Williams.
Motion.
A motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-87.
That was safe.
Resolution
2022-88,
Yes, Mercedes,
San Ramon, Bofield.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Mills.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-89, J.C. and Jan Wood.
Motion.
A motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Now, Mr. Mark with Big Ben. Motion, Mr. Hatch. I mean, Mr. Mills.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Aye.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Mr. Greg Bailey.
Can...
No, thank you. Jared. He's not here. Miss Cindy. She's not here. Mr. Freeman. Road Department. Okay. Mr. Chauncey. Mr. Latson. Okay. Mr. Leon. Mr. Brown.
I can't believe that.
Mercy.
Wow.
Mr. Scott. Miss Gale.
Motion to adjourn.
I heard that.
Shh.
Just gonna get it, huh?
Miss Holly. Miss Angie.
I don't
have any. Have any of y'all been to work this week?
Mr. Dwayne. He's bringing a plate full.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, when they don't have any.
hearing you, don't we?
Yeah, I have. But yeah, we got quite a bit to present tonight, so I'll start out by going through the county manager's report in front of you. Action item number one, I need board approval to execute the preliminary rate resolution 2022-9 for the fire protection services for this fiscal year 2022 as presented in the resolution.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye. Number two, I need board approval to execute the preliminary resolution 2022-91 for the solid waste collection and disposal for fiscal year 2022 as presented.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye. Number three, I need board approval to execute the FDOT traffic signal maintenance and compensation agreement for July 1 of 2022. The June 30th of 2023,
the
amount of
$16,372.
This is a reimbursement grant for signage,
you know,
caution signs, and red
lights. Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Mills. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Aye. Number four, I need board approval to accept the contract between Mason County and Blue Rock Incorporated for the Airport Canal System Project Phase 1, pending attorney review.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Mills, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
Number five, I need board approval to allow Chevy Jeffries, the Discount High School coach of soccer, to conduct a soccer camp at the Rural Board Little League Field Complex under the S&K Soccer from July 11th to July 22nd of 2022. And week 1 will be ages K through 6, week 2 will be ages 7 through 12th grade. And we already have, they've already provided us in the board office their proof of insurance. We're checking with Beirut and also the soccer program that currently utilizes the fields. But I see no objections. I think it's going to be a good opportunity for our youth through this summer program.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Number six, I need board approval to accept the airport canal culvert cleanout in the amount of $25,000.
Got a motion, Mr. Mills.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Number seven, this is with the road department. I've previously discussed it, but in the packet, I have two different grapple trucks from the road department that's presented. I would not like to go through it and look at that at this time, if y'all turn on your packets to it. First one, the it's on a Honda Jim. The 2002 Jack will have the pictures to have all the logistics of that machine. And the other one is out of Cheatham.
We just spent some time in a budget meeting here earlier today discussing about buying used equipment versus new equipment and repairs and breakdowns. Have we checked into purchasing a new grapple truck?
I did.
The reason I'm saying that, I mean, if we were discussing way more economical to have a new piece of equipment that you're not paying repairs on is something that's old and potentially breaking. And now we're looking at buying used again.
Well, so, yes, sir. So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, on these two specific ones, this is monies for that we had budgeted this last year to get a needed piece of equipment. This is machinery and equipment. These do fit into the current budget that we have now. We are projecting, I'll talk about in the budget meeting, to start purchasing. But I can get a big quote, but one of these machines is $250,000 for a brand new one. I can bring back quotes for these years. What we have budgeted, they're actually under what we have budgeted right now, and we can move forward with the purchase.
A machine comparable to the one that's the cheapest in here will be between $250,000 and $300,000 new. That's a lot of parts money, in my opinion. I mean, yeah, I'd love to have a new one. Can we afford a new one right now? When we need a bulldozer too. I mean, that's one of
the things. Well, in the budget we went over, they going over all the older equipment, how everything's falling down around us and trying to get it where we get it on a 5-year plan. We change them out as they age rather than doing the repairs. I was just hitting on what made it come today.
We buy this truck, the cheaper truck.
We got a motion, WC.
I'll second it just for discussion for a second, because I do have a question or two.
Okay, we've got a second. Mark?
Has the road department looked at both of these trucks, and do they have a recommendation?
Absolutely.
I got on the two trucks, that one's got a loader in the back, so you're going to load it and have to unload it, right?
You got to unload them both.
That other one with the loader in the front, sometimes those have a dump body.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
That one got it. Does it dump?
Here's the thing about it. I own one or two of them, too. Whenever you go to dump a truck with another boom on it, you ought to try it sometimes. No, you got to put that boom out there in front of the truck, then get down and go try to dump it. If it don't dump, then you got to move that boom or you move ahead some. It's really a pain.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Yeah. Because I know
some of them. The advantage it has is you can also carry a trailer that you can load like if you're picking up a really Swanee or something. That, if you look at the bodies on these two trucks, that truck at Gina's probably got a 55 or 60 yard body, and that other
one. I don't know how it's wide.
Okay.
The only question I had is on the dumping part.
He's
the advantage or a disadvantage.
Yeah, he answered my question and recommended the one that. So I'm good. I saw the questions I had.
Any more questions?
I'll say that. So the question is from the audience: is how much it is? So the one you made a motion on.
56,500. $56,500. The other one is
for $64,000.
So there's within $80,000, but I don't know how we had to go out and recommendation. They made a motion on that.
So we had a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye. All right. Now, the next day, time that, I need you to look at the floor over to the solid waste. They have also went and reviewed it, and this piece of equipment is a 2008 John Deere 750K Crawler Dozier with only 1,500 hours on, 1530. And if we do move forward with this, what I would obviously, I would request all of our local banks, and I'll try to get three different quotes on interest rate and bring that back to you for approval. But tonight, I would like for y'all to make a decision. Do we want to move forward with purchasing this piece of equipment? And what that would mean would be me to reach out, bring it back to y'all, then y'all vote on the cheapest rate, and we could go that route with the bank.
My opinion that we really need to move forward with getting a machine like that. And I'd really like for you to try to get a better interest rate than what they're offering at one of our local banks or non-local, it don't matter.
Right, yes, sir.
Who went and looked at this piece of equipment?
Ken Johnson and Michael Lassen.
Do they want to come up and elaborate on this?
No, I told them over there. Appreciate it.
I know one time that we had talked about this, and there was some difference in the tracks we were talking about for the C&D versus the regular.
If I remember correctly, I think this was already set up for garbage.
Yeah, it's got garbage.
Yeah, that was the question we do have. This is compatible to what y'all really need it for?
Yeah, this is what we need. This is a good track. I mean, I looked it over. For price, you're not going to pay it. I mean, last few hours, it still has a full warranty.
Dozers in general, right now, Attila, our city lawyer can elaborate. We're waiting on stuff up yonder. Attila, we've ordered it and can't get it. I mean, it's, even the new equipment, they're way out there.
So, I looked at the profits now on this one. They have to wear on them. He said he was going to replace all those and put new, but as far as the adjustments on the tracks and all, it has plenty of adjustment. It's been well took care of.
That was all.
It had a fire disperser on it.
I make a motion for Dwayne to move forward.
Okay.
We got a motion, Mr. Thieves, to move forward, and second by WC, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Okay. During the budget workshop, we discussed obviously where we was preliminary with our departments, and we started talking logistically with solid waste on 130 and what we had brought to the board as a budget committee and staff there, administration, team, and manager Michael, in regards to solid waste and some of our practices that we're practicing now and that is not beneficial for the community as a whole. And tonight I'd like to present to the board for the board to make a decision on discontinuing residential and commercial services for rental cans. This would allow solid waste to focus on the 9 sites that we have in our solid waste department. My recommendation to the board would be to move forward and us in stopping that going in the future.
Well, I don't want to give mine up, but I know I need to, and I know we need to pull this program because it's going down, down, down.
Yes,
sir. So, I make a motion that we terminate it.
We got a motion for WC to terminate it.
I'll second it for discussion.
Second, Mr. Hatch, discussion.
Whenever we get our final vote, I don't know which way it's going to go. Just my gut feeling tells me which way it's going to go. But I do want to give the businesses and the residents at least a 30-day or 60-day where they can have time to get their business affairs squared up with whoever. Because it's going to take, if we just go there and jerk them up, it's going to be...
What if we could extend it to the end of the year? What do you think about that? Give everybody
end of our physical year? End of the board's fiscal
year? December.
Why not the end of the board year?
Hey, we got a board.
Now, wait a minute.
I'd still say
the board of county commissioners
October.
Your budget year is
September 30th.
Yeah.
So what I'm petitioning for would definitely...
What does that give them? 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months. July, August, September.
But...
Is you good with that?
That gives y'all time?
Yeah.
But now, I don't want to wait till September to let these businesses...
People know.
And the residents... We sent out in July, you have notice.
Yeah, when the cutoff date is, and they got to make arrangements for whoever to start handling that or bringing it to the roll-off site themselves.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, if we're going, if like we talked, cutoff date is September 29th. If that's what we're going to do, go to the end of the fiscal year. So let everybody know September 29th, between then and when you get there, you're coming to get them.
Only thing I got to say on that is, I mean, y'all put them, that's all well and good, but I still feel like we ought to raise the rate where it's beneficial, where they're making money instead of losing money. Because when you pull those cans, you need to add them numbers up. And though there's a bunch of them ain't paying, but there's a bunch of them that is paying. When you pull them, that revenue's not going to be coming to your department no more that you get for every can that you rent. You're not going to get that money. You want to make it up somewhere else.
Well, I hope
I, you know, I
think
it's going to benefit on the labor and the other stuff.
Has there been a study done?
We've been evaluating for Shosie this whole time over the past 2 years of the process, and it is not cost beneficial. That's why a year ago we asked to raise it from $50 to $25. That didn't help. We would almost have to more than double it at this time. And it's just not feasible.
So the thing about
I can't see doubling it for the people that pays. We pay double and everybody else still getting it free.
They need to be triple because the ones that pay it,
need to be
that they pull the can away from and they go get it from Wade Pro, they going to pay that price.
I know. And why they won't pay the county, I don't know.
But I mean...
But hey, it's been going on.
It's going to hurt preacher's budget to some aspect when you pull those funds from him. I'm just saying...
I'm going to say this. I'm going to miss my county can I've had for 20 years. But I see...
How do you get one for 20 years?
I've had one for 20
years. Got something going on.
but, you know, diesel fuel is up. And I agree with Wayne and Preacher. Time is money. When it takes you a day and a half just to run around and get the residentials, we're getting behind at our sites. Well, we can use these cans, put them in the sites. So any more discussion?
I want to say I would love to get it to where people ain't calling us up, fussing at us because the dumps are overrun. So if we cut that out and put more, you know, divide them cans up between our sites, maybe it'll get to where it ain't that away, and that's our goal anyway.
That's exactly right, Mr. Chairman. The 65 cans that we have out throughout the community right now, the rental cans, and if we rent any more cans, that's where we have to grab the cans from, is from a site. We no longer, we stopped that. We just started putting people on waiting lists. But you're exactly right. When we get to any of this, we're going to have an influx of the 60-some-odd cans to put back at these nine locations.
And then obviously in this budget, we need a budget for new cans because of wear and tear. But
you're going to have to buy like we haven't had in the past 2 years.
Well, I think what I'm hearing, ain't nobody really wants to do it, but it's necessary.
It is.
I really love mine, but it's necessary.
The question I have, I guess, Preacher, you could answer this one if you will. Would that give you enough time to start maintaining these roll-off sites to where they look good, they're burnt, they're clean, and when someone goes there in their Sunday dress, they can get out and throw their stuff without waiting through? But
yeah.
I shouldn't say it that way because 55A looks better than it's looked, and I couldn't tell you when. 20 is the same way. We got really good attendance down there, and they do a good job. But our burning has always been an issue. Would that help with that and take care of that also?
Yes, it would. Yes, sir.
All right.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm opposed. I think it's going to hurt. I mean, if it's run right, it could be beneficial to the county.
I got faith they're going to run it right.
They're going to run it right.
That's all the action items I have tonight for the board, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple of information items. Number one is that July 7th, we'll hold the 10 a.m. meeting back here in the school board meeting room. But we talked to Slack Construction of the courthouse. They anticipate being done the first week and for sure wrapped up by the second week of the construction and innovation of the courthouse. And we can be back in the board chambers for the night meeting of July 21st. With that said, I would request also another budget workshop for July 21st from 3 to 5. I do need action on that, I'm sorry.
Motion.
Is that a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
WC, all in favor?
Aye.
So for our advertising purposes, we are going to be back and have the board for the time being.
Will you let the ones know that ain't here tonight?
Absolutely. I saw what I see that I have on this list, Mr. Chairman, unless you have anything.
Oh. Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
County attorney's time.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Conrad Bishop. I'm from Taylor County. Don't throw any rocks at me. I was asked to come here, and as a favor, we have a saying up in Taylor County, a long agenda, short meeting. Man, this has been great.
It's not
a... I looked at this agenda.
We ain't seen one of these in a long time.
No.
Tell you this, that what we did was, Horseshoe has Thursday night, so my son went to Horseshoe. They were having a special meeting, but I enjoyed being here with y'all tonight.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Conrad.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, sir. And I don't have anything to tell you.
Okay.
So, Dwayne, do we have any information from our attorney?
Sure. I only just talking to you, Commissioners, and I don't have nothing official from the case itself or from any of the attorneys that are representing Mr. Michael. Or anything to get to the chairman. We haven't done anything on it at this point. The only thing that I am aware of is that Michael has reached out to Commissioner asking, for I guess representation on behalf of the board as far as in the course tomorrow morning, if I'm understanding it correctly, for what the county attorney has outstanding with the Board of County Commissioners and the citizens. And I have before you a list of items that I'm needing administratively from the county attorney's office. I don't know legally how those are to be addressed in a transition. I have not been contacted personally. It's definitely a board decision on if y'all want to do representation of requesting courts to allow him time to, I don't know if really want to call it the transition period or turn around or whatever, I don't really know, but for lack of better words, that's all the information that I have. And you have a list in front of you of outstanding projects for review and approval.
Well, do we need to talk about an interim attorney? We have no attorney right now.
I personally think yes, but that's a legal question, Mr. Conrad. I don't know if you could help. I mean, if you use your legal representation tonight, I think that could be directed to legal representation. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I told you that.
He said, no.
I heard
her. He said,
you're the only one we got, Conrad.
Pull that mic
towards
you there.
Don't like to do that, but I will. If I understood you correctly, that Michael asked for somebody to go to court tomorrow in Jacksonville, is that what that was about?
That is correct, and Mr. Mark, I asked you to elaborate on that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that y'all need to kind of hold off and see what happens with regard to that if the court and the bar allows him to do to finish up some projects. I don't know whether they will or whether they won't, but you can hopefully find something out tomorrow on that.
Yes.
Jumping into something else before that's happening, I think that might be premature. I will tell you this. You know, once you're convicted of a felony crime, you can't practice law. You know, you're going to be suspended or
well, that's what,
you know, and it happens real fast. Of course, most unfortunate, but it happens real fast. But I would think, and then again, on the other hand, find out tomorrow what it is, then you could call a special meeting if you needed to, you know, to appoint interim counsel until you can advertise, you know, for a new attorney.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. So my question would be to counsel would be, has he been requested to be in representation as an interim or just for tonight's meeting on?
The only thing I got was his code to, they thought that the case would last till Friday.
Gotcha.
And Christy called me and emailed me and said, please go down there and take care of it. And I said, well, I'll do it. You know, that's all I know. I haven't spoken with anybody. I didn't know what the verdict was. Nobody called me about what the verdict was until I got here tonight. You know, I didn't know. But again, my suggestion is go there, and you can certainly call me or call Sonny. That's my son. He's a lawyer in my office.
Well, the verdict's on the internet. It ain't hard to see.
Yeah.
I seen it today.
It's a poor decision. You know, not to put it all on the county manager, but it's a poor decision as far as what y'all do.
I make a motion we go ahead and advertise.
You got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, to advertise.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
But now,
interim.
When do we want to appoint somebody?
That's going to depend on what happens tomorrow, like Mr. Conrad said, whether they allow him to finish up, tidy up what he's got working or not. If they don't allow him to do that, and he thinking his contract, he gets to appoint somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, his contract
is
null and void.
In his absence, he can. It's his duty to have representation, which he did. Conrad representation in his contract, but if that contract is null and void, from my understanding, from him not being able to practice our law.
So then we get
to y'all to decide who's your interim. Then it would also be up to y'all to advertise on.
Maybe we ought to wait on all of
them
till tomorrow. Of course, we done made a motion on it, but
we going to have to hire one regardless. We'll go ahead and get it advertised. That's going to speed up that process to some extent.
We do have Chana, and she's always worked in anything Michael had a conflict of interest in, and I wouldn't mind using her in an interim.
She's been doing it.
Yeah, she's been doing it very
well. Why wouldn't we?
So we could always fall back right there.
We have that relationship, and she's done us a good job with it.
Is that, that be in the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I did some research on that. Actually, got some data to help us look in the minutes, and we found four different times where encounters conflict with y'all's advisor, legal advisor, they always requested that change. Particular issue go to Chain. We do not have a contract agreement with Chain. We can put something in place, ask that y'all do, or have her come and speak and present it at the first meeting in July.
I don't want to be without an attorney that long.
I think some of us need to talk to Michael tomorrow. Somebody needs to talk to Michael tomorrow and get an answer from him whether he's able to practice law or not.
Do
that before
y'all make a decision.
My
recommendation.
I'm going there tomorrow.
Here was my phone call last night. He called me and he asked, would I come and speak on behalf of the county to try, because tomorrow they'll either say, yes, you can go tidy up, no, you can't, then you got 60 to 90 days before they do their sentence. And he was worried about the county's business. He wanted a smooth transition from whoever, from him to them, and that's what he was wanting to do. And I don't mind going and doing that as long as it's beneficial to the county and its citizens, and the board says, yes, do that. But I cannot go up there and speak, just as Mark Katz, County Commissioner, representing the Board of County Commissioners, without y'all's permission.
I'll make a motion if you do so.
You know, we got our motion and second we just had.
It was to do it out of time. Well, no, not to.
No, but
that ain't what we're talking
we need
about.
To finish that one up, but I'm still discussing
yeah,
what.
Yeah.
So we need to finish that one up.
We had a motion and a second.
To advertise.
To advertise. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
We got a motion.
We got a
give Mark.
We got a motion to let Mark go up there on behalf of us.
I'll second it.
We got a second.
Wait a minute.
Discussion.
I got some discussion on that, too. We do have a list of open cases with what Michael's working on. I say open cases, but open grants. Dwayne, what is that list that I'll be speaking on where y'all will know?
Right here.
Y'all have it, right?
You should.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
But I want to make sure
yeah, we
y'all
got
know
it.
What I'll be doing tomorrow and on y'all's behalf, representing y'all there and as citizens of the county.
Yeah.
So I don't mind a bit in the world doing it. Michael's been really good to the county. He's done a good job for the last 5 years. He's got a lot of our stuff that we need to get back to another attorney.
Yeah.
So 5 years worth of work is what he's been with this county. So if y'all good for that, I don't mind doing it on behalf of the board and the citizens of the county.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye. That's where we at.
Dwayne, before you leave there, we've had an incident on 55. Where are we at for that? Do you have any update? I know the reports have been turned.
We're talking about the rural side.
Yes.
Yes, Chair. So where we're at with that, we have met with employees. We've got all the incident reports submitted to HR. HR reached out to our labor law attorney on that same day that I got notified, which was the Monday morning. I reached out to the sheriff, and they're doing an investigation. From my understanding, I think from our employee, the investigation and the report is being submitted. I have not heard from the sheriff's office at this time, so I don't have a full complete side of that. Once we get that, we would bring that back. We would evaluate it in HR to make sure that the employee, obviously, safety of our employee is first and foremost, not
yeah.
what I portray to them. But I don't have the full story of the investigation. Mr. Chairman, it's time to give recognizes to the board. I'll update y'all when I find out from Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
One of them he gave a statement. The other one didn't cooperate with the investigation.
Turpin yesterday. Still sitting in the sheriff's office that hasn't been passed over to the state attorney. Now, what the other holdup is, assistant state attorney, he kind of missed a meeting. State attorney says that the chief state attorney, he counts a felon. Because that person was a convicted felon involved with this incident. It's a change of guard. It's a case in, I think, I don't remember his last name. He's leaving. Some new guy's supposed to come in. I got to report. All of them. Because I'm involved. And I was just wanting to know from the county commission side, is because this individual came in and said, oh, I have a contract to get the scrap metal. I said, is my fellow inquiries does not have a written agreement. I saw he got a verbal agreement right now. Is there any way he don't still be able to go on county property or down to the roll-off site after he come there with this incident, until is he gonna be suspended until the investigation and everything go through? But is he gonna be allowed to still come back? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. To me, and you and I have talked in depth on this, and I have to change the way I feel about it.
Right.
But until we get the legal stuff in our hands, when the state's attorney comes back, we really can't make a decision on what to do and how to do it right now until we get that back. And you just said that it was in the sheriff's office going back to the state's attorney.
I'm saying the final part. That's the action that the board can take. Can't use though. Instead of him going on state on the property, till this investigation is over with, because he didn't have no right coming there, because what he should have done, the action he should have taken was call Mr. Mike and let Mr. Mike come up and chastise me. Or like you did before, you came down and you talked to me. Okay? I'm just asking. He should be allowed to go county property to get removed something that wasn't his until he paid for it. Until this investigation and everything is over with.
I don't think nobody's disagreeing with that. I know I'm not.
Now,
you got to be.
Once the investigation is over with,
yeah.
If he's cleared, I ain't
got to
put the
stamp on. Yeah. It's got to be weighed and paid before it's actually his, right?
Yep.
Well, y'all remember what I said way back whenever Michael got in this jam and everybody was wanting this fire, not the board, but people. How can I say I'm for firing somebody when I don't know whether he's guilty or not?
That's what I said.
I'm not denying. I'm not disputing.
No. I just say.
Yes, sir. I'm just saying.
I say suspend him until the investigation is over with. If he's clear, let him go back. Do his job. There's a verbal agreement. Because all it is a verbal agreement. It's not a written contract. You're not actually buying.
Dwayne, y'all never did do the contract.
I'm sorry?
Our attorney, y'all never did get them contracts written up?
Then when we had a workshop, the attorney made a recommendation not to do a written contract based off the agreement continuing on what was standing and allow them time to get it caught up. Y'all would like for us to reach out to this individual and ask him to not be on county property until the investigation is complete, we can certainly move forward to doing that. But we have done, as far as administration goes, and I have relayed this to Mr. Jeffrey as well, we followed the process administratively and what we have to do. But his question is very valid in the fact that as far as an employee is employed based off of a contract.
I understand it completely. I'm going to have to abstain from voting on it. I mean,
it's
like one of my sons. And
employees and young people can still go there to learn
what
it's all and all. He just can't.
But I can't. Y'all just do what y'all need to do with it. Because I need to be out of it. I ain't saying I agree with none of it, because I don't.
What, Jody?
Was they saying that the company couldn't pick up the metal, or just him personally couldn't be on those sites?
Well, Mr. Jeffrey was the one asking the question what we was going to pick.
That's what y'all decided. That individual.
Just the individual.
That individual and the people who was involved in this situation is not allowed at the roll-off sites or county solid waste. Now, I don't know everything. Like you said, my word and another guy. You're talking about between me and that other guy, we got 60 years of law.
Yeah.
And that could have went real south, south. Somebody.
I don't think they got no problem with that, because most of the time he had just had employees there gathering up stuff anyway.
Well, lately it's just mainly been him, but I don't have a problem. I agree. He don't need to go back out here to it.
That's what I'm saying.
So we need him.
With that being said, it did happen in District 3. Did happen on
county property.
County property, and it happened to a person that was working. I'm gonna say in District 3, not directly for me, because he works for everybody.
Yeah, well, he's a county employee.
Don't matter where he's at. But whenever I ask someone, and you know, get somebody in District 3, I kind of, you know, a little different there. But I'll make a motion for him, the individual, as you stated. Not to be back.
That's cleared up.
On county property until the investigation is complete.
Yeah, but if he can still send people to get his metal and do all that and try to keep the sites up the best he can. So, that suitable to you?
I'm going to go ahead and vote with you. I'm not going to abstain because I don't want nobody to get audited out of hold wrong doing. I don't care if it's my mama or my daddy or my youngin'.
That's
wrong
my motion.
Wrong doing. And so,
do you second that?
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, WC. All in favor?
Any more on that?
Any more on that?
Who's going so fast?
Huh?
Who's going so fast?
Yeah.
So we just voted he's not allowed back on the property till he gets it settled.
Let me clear this up. In my motion, anybody that was involved in that situation just asked not to be back in the county property until this is null and void or whatever. That would that clear that up?
This is an individual that this incident rolled off of. My last name is Aaron.
Which that was what I just said would take care of that. If they're a named individual in this right here, that would take care of it.
They're not a part of the...
So I'll amend my motion to that.
I'll second that.
She's not part of that mission. The criminal investigation part, she's not a part of that.
Well, then we can't stop her if she's not part of it.
She was the one that was dumpster diving. We already had her...
Call the law to her. So...
I'm not working.
But literally, I mean, if they're dumpster diving, call law like I did whenever that same scenario.
That's what I
but any individual that's involved in this particular incident should not be coming back on county property until it's resolved.
Mr. Chairman, we'll do our best to reach out to them, get that information to them, and tell them what's going on.
Okay, so we got a motion that anybody's involved in this cannot go on county property until this investigation's over. We got a motion by Mr. Hatch, a second by Mr. Mills. All in favor? Okay. Is that it, Mr. Dwayne?
Yes, sir. That's all. That's everything. That's it.
Okay. Miss Barbie?
I don't have
You ain't got nothing. Commissioner Adams? Mr. James?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hatch?
I got just a couple things if I can read my own right. Miss Linda Brock had called me, and I actually run it by Dwayne, and they shoot the fireworks off down there. Right, it's on a dead-end road, I think. Miss Linda lives there. Mr. David Silverstein's got property there, and the attorney, Lance Avery's got property there. And what the concern was everybody's going down that road down there while the fireworks is going off. And Jody, you really probably could elaborate on the fireworks, how dangerous they are. But what she was wanting and requesting from the county was just temporarily close that road. And if they have an emergency, and I did run it by Scott, and I talked to the sheriff's office also about it, and they was in full agreements to that in case they had an emergency, for us to temporarily close that just for emergency vehicles and residential only. Are y'all okay with that?
Aye.
I'll make a motion to do that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye. And one more thing I talked to Scott on. Scott, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but when we raised this assessment, there was some stuff about we was going to try to man some of our coastline stuff in our fire departments down there. And Scott, just to let the residents and everybody know that they're going to do that for probably the first time in a long, long time that's ever been manned. So they're holding up their end, or Board of County Commissioners holding up their end of manning that down yonder for the 4th of July. So that's just informational. Yes.
No, not for the whole weekend. It's just for the second, actually.
Yeah.
It's just for the fireworks because there is no living. There's no sleeping quarters in that facility. Mm-hmm. It is just for the 16 hours that day.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted that we weren't manning it for the whole weekend and stuff like that.
Yeah. Took a lot of heat, and so did this board about the assessment stuff down yonder and wanting to man it, and we did agree to do that during these major events.
Yes.
Thank y'all for doing that, making that happen. That's all I have.
You got anything?
I got one thing. It goes back to the waste department. We're killing equipment out, burning these limbs, debris, stuff at these sites. Just as soon as preacher gets done burning, then 2 or 3 days, it looks like he ain't even been there. I think we've still got a lot of commercial stuff coming in there. What is y'all think is a reasonable amount of yard debris that could be hauled into one of these sites per day for a homeowner? Reasonably. I think we need to set some kind of groundwork on how much they can bring at one given time. Well, I'm going to burn mine at the house.
I don't have an answer, really. I don't. I understand exactly what you're saying.
A lot of the other counties, they like, if you bring in yard debris, you can bring like 1 4x8 trailer a day. After that, it goes to the main facility and they weigh it. They pay tonnage. If I won't say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a lot of stuff is like that way. I mean,
why don't we do this, really and truly? We just voted to stop the can rentals and give them time to see if they can get that under control with freeing up some manpower and see how it goes and come back and visit that. Or do you have something in mind that you want to try to do now?
Well, I mean, we can come back and visit it, but we're still going to have a problem.
Well, if it don't go away with someone doing that.
And also on the rock pit dump, I'd like to get approval for us to fence that area to keep it at night, to keep the dumpster divers out. And the garbage scattered everywhere. Well, we don't have any kind there. They've got roads where they drive the golf carts in and out, and when the attendants get there in the morning,
Everyone out here fish by day looks like prisoners, and I don't stop them.
here's here's really and truly my thing on this. Jeffrey's worked there at that site for a long time also, or several years now. And they cut the fence, and we repaired the fence, and Tim and Preacher can vouch for this. And the road department, they go out there and fix it too. Swanee's that way. I don't know how, I mean, what are they after? You know, that's the main thing. What are they after?
They don't even know,
right. So how do you fix that? I mean, that's, you can put a brand new fence up, but until we get that.
Well, the fence is going to keep some of them. It ain't going to keep all of them.
It's kind of like
a lot of them. I tell you what, there's a lot of them back there. You can drive down that road going from 349, look to the right.
Put some rocks up there and block that. Go ahead and block that off and see. I mean, I think.
But we don't have any kind of fence around it. It just piles of dirt. Nothing.
I would think with that rock pit being there, we should have that fenced.
It's not.
Huh?
It ain't got no fence on it. It's got dirt piled up around there by Wade's old door. That's it. Piles of dirt.
We had a fence up to one side. They
tore
it down, but we put the dirt up there and tried it. They were tearing the fence out like they tore that 6-5-8. Every time you come in there, the fence was dragged down.
Well,
that's funny. You piled dirt up.
Guys, I'm going to tell y'all something. I lived through a bad case of that right there with my youngest daughter. Okay? It's something in their head goes along with what they put in their mouth that makes them do that. And they don't even realize what they're doing. My daughter did. It cost me $1,700 in dump fees right out here to put all that crap back in the dump where she got it from. And that's the truth, that's preacher. 7 loads on my grandpa's truck I got out of her yard were nothing but old toys that had a foot broke off or a wheel broke off, but she had them. God bless her soul, but I don't know how you would stop it. The only way that I know you would stop it is put law enforcement there 24/7, and the county can't afford that. All that junk ain't worth that, but I wish I knew the answer to it.
I do too.
Anything else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. 81 Southeast, 220. 220th. That's the street. Get it?
Anything else, Jody? Ms. WC?
First thing, I'd like to bring Ms. Shane up to speed on what we talked about earlier about my, Mark's going over tomorrow and talk with Michael, talk with the judge, and then we'll, after we learn what's there, we done voted to move forward on talking about Antrim and then put it out for, you know, for new,
yeah,
new attorneys. I just want you to know that because you got here late. What I got on my agenda, if we can find the money in the next few months or whatever. Y'all know Gina's growing like a weed.
Amen.
Growing like a weed. Okay? Down at D-Track, helicopter lands, we need a pad. Would you guys agree with that? You know, when that helicopter goes in there, slanging that mess everywhere. So I'd love for us to look at maybe getting the money to build us a pad for that helicopter to land on. All that construction coming up in the next 2 or 3 years, somebody's going to need it. So, I'd just like to make the board aware of my concerns there.
Could we put lime rock down in the middle of it on top of that and build a pad for that?
Yeah, if you want to put somebody's eye out on one of them millions when that helicopter's heading down. Man,
I know this. We have a helipad in Swanee, and they they use it probably 3 to 4 times, if not 5 times a year. Would that be an accurate number, Roy? Or and then the one in, yeah, then here in Old Town, y'all use it quite a bit.
They prefer the airport or Old Town because it doesn't
pay. Right. Could we talk to the hospitals like Shands? I know Shands does a lot of the flying out. Could we talk to them and get some specs and see, honestly, if there might be something out there money-wise that they might be interested in helping with also, and get some specs for a helipad for Gina? Are y'all good with ahead and start?
I'm absolutely good with that. Absolutely, because that would help right there in Steinhatchee also.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a motion that we move forward with getting the pad done some way, somehow.
Motion by WC, second by Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
That's a special project.
In quotes.
We're just looking into it right now.
All that money around down there, we might get somebody to help us with it down there. There you go.
You promote that a little bit, you'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else to say? I just want to thank everyone for coming today, and thank you for the good meeting. Thank you for coming. Now it's y'all's turn. All right, first one is Miss Coco. She here? If I said it right. When you come up, state your name, and when you start, you've got 3 minutes. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Coco Onyxine. I live off of Highway 22 3rd Avenue, South State. It's the route for the semi to go through. When I, inside of my house, I hear brakes and semi horns from all vehicles, honking. It's almost like it's a rat trying to stop by there. It's very scary sound. All my neighbors complaining how dangerous it is at 23rd Avenue at the curve in the road. And I'm also scared going on and go to that road. Then I take time to stop. They have a big load, heavy, they can't stop fast enough. And we got that curve, they don't see what's coming out another time. Very dangerous.
Yep.
And people who live in the area, it's a family, you know, seniors, kids. And if they get hit by those semis, the seniors more likely they're not going to recover. It takes time for them to recover their fragile. And so the kids. And with that curve there, you don't see what's coming from the other side, it's very dangerous. So, and also I had a lot of worker cans in my yard last couple months or so, and they're carrying a heavy load. When they come, stop at my house, start going to the driveway, they have to slow down. And the semi coming from the other side, they might not see them. They're afraid. When they leave, they have to go onto the road again, and they're sitting there like a fear on their face. And they're telling me, and they don't listen. So we're asking for blinking lights or something better come to the highway 22A Avenue on the 89th Street. There's something you can do to help us on that. I would need to share.
It's some caution lights or something.
Well, is that county or city?
The county.
I know we just done that road, but I know the city limits starts way back there at Jack Roberts Curve. It's not in the city limits? It's close.
They some of they.
Yeah, right. That's what I was looking at.
Well, they some of it, some of that is in city, and some of it's in county. There's a dividing line in there on that cutoff right there.
But that's one of the newer updated roads.
Yeah, with shoulders.
And
with shoulders on that road also, because I remember we done the shoulders versus doing that road going into the timber.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can we get DOT or one of our engineers to look at it and maybe see if there is something we could put there to help that? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Can you handle that, Dwayne? Thank you, Dwayne.
Justin.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, County Commissioner, for giving me this moment to speak. Justin Waters, I am seeking the Republican nomination in Congressional District 3. The primary election date is August 23rd, and I'm asking you to vote Justin Waters on August 23rd. I work as a juvenile law attorney in Amityville, Florida. I'm a prior resident of Dixie County and a current member of Mills Swamp Hunting Club near Cross City. If I am elected, I'll ensure Dixie County receives every federal and state grant possible to fix the flooding problem and to improve funding for EMS and law enforcement in the county. I'm an American First constitutional conservative, a fight for your gun rights and secure the border. I have lived and worked in Dixie County last year since I was 12. I have a personal interest in Dixie County, but Justin Waters, August 23rd. Currently, the congressman is Neil Dunn, but because of redistricting, Dixie County is no longer in his district. So, in a way, this is an open seat for Dixie County. Thank you.
Wait a minute. You just answered one of my questions, why Neil didn't return my text. He didn't need to. So, Neil Swamp?
Yes, sir.
No got problem. Any good spots there? I'm a new member of that club.
Pretty good, yeah.
No, Mr. Neil's done a really good job for us. We do have some projects that he's working on down there in Suwannee. McGriff Pass stuff. Would love to get you some information on that and help us with that if you're elected. But thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, if I'm elected, I'll meet with Neil John and see what projects he's working on and pick up where he left. Thank you.
Mr. Charles.
Hello, Charles Stahl. Hey, got an issue with animal control. Got a whole tank. I had this out here last Friday that stray dogs went in and all my goats. He went down there, investigated, had police support, and everything done on this. He showed the in the rules of Dixie County for a leash law. And on that leash law, all of a sudden there's a mandatory thing all animals have to be on that new shed all the time. There's a bylaw in that law. He even put a spell on it. That you have that you can have a dog walking beside you 100 feet away without being on the leash. And that is, I think it's actually in Florida and all parks, any place. If you're walking down the road, you've got to have your dog on a leash at all times. If there's a sense, he should be. And it's written from Dixie County, your own stuff that you put in here. Whoever drafted this. That is a totally unacceptable draft. That means I could have my dog walking down the road, and I'm control. Okay, I have control. Okay, here, come on, Walker, good boy, like that. Walker sees
want to take off. He runs off in front of the car. The car swerves, wrecks the car because people didn't want to hit the dog. He showed me that. It blew my mind. I could not believe that.
Is there a, in that law, is there an exception to hunting dogs?
No.
Well, how are you going to put leashes? I think the county's a deer hunting, dog running clubs all over. How are you going to put leashes?
Public, Jody.
Huh?
Public.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Well, of course the dog runs off. You put them in, you find another dog, you put them
in. I mean, like
it. But you cannot walk a dog down the street or a road without being leashed. I don't care if he was a handicapped dog or a service dog for a leash. He showed me that. I could not believe that. I was like, are you serious?
We got signs up at all of our parks saying dogs not allowed. We have a hard time keeping them out of there.
That's another issue. I'm here in the thank you. But I'm serious. That needs to be looked at. In the animal control laws, they show me that. And I've been all over Florida. I don't care about anything.
Can we set those or does somebody else?
Yeah, you want me to answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Board of County Commissioners sets ordinances and resolutions, which you know. We set ordinances and resolutions which become law of our county. They're not perfect by no means. All we can do is turn it over to the agency and let the agency enforce it. But if they see a problem, we can always amend it. But we don't know it unless they come back to us. So now that you brought that to our attention, he brought it up probably to a good one, but he should have brought it up to us or county manager, and where we could go to work on fixing that if need be. So honestly, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Appreciate that. But the board adopts what when we do especially in law enforcement and building and zoning and the EMS world, we let them tell us what we don't know. So there again, I could see that happening.
Very before the statute on that.
Yeah.
He's not permitted to me.
Well,
Charlie, look at this.
Yeah.
I said, well, whoever turned this off? Because it's been there for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Let me show you
how
to fix it.
That's something we need to fix.
Let me show you how to fix it. Dwayne?
Yes.
Got a sticky note?
What bylaws are you talking about? What was it? The animal control board, yeah. Animal control, the one that you have, all you want to explain.
Just get up with Tank. Like Tank Chili.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm done.
All right, Dwayne, you got that taken care of?
I got it all.
All right. All right.
The other one I got is...
That was already 3 minutes. Yep.
I have to wait until next week?
Yep. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Motion to adjourn. Got a motion, WC?
Hold up. I did have one other thing. Some of the county parks, we don't have attendance at now, like the boat ramps and what have you. I've had some complaints on the one on 351U during the day. The park's not been open for the kids to go in to the playground. And we get somebody to go by there and make sure those gates are not locked. Or how are we handling that? Turnpoint Landing.
Turnpoint
Landing. I've got a couple calls. You know, the youngins want to go in there to the playground, but
it's locked up.
We don't have an attendant. Do we have somebody on staff that's supposed to unlock those daily, or how are we handling that?
Should have an attendant there. Well, didn't we just get changed?
We don't have one that I know of.
But didn't we change that? It's kind of our fault we ain't got one?
Mr. Chairman, we're in the process of hiring one for Turnpoint.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's our fault we don't have one. I think we run them.
Okay. But can we get some, I mean, the schools out now, can someone go by there during the day and unlock those so they can get to the playground, or?
Yes, we'll have someone
to unlock it. I think we got someone on the phone that wants to speak. Go ahead.
Yep.
Can you hear us?
Can y'all hear?
Can you hear us? Go ahead.
Hey, this is Hutch.
Okay, go ahead.
I got somebody hired. He went on vacation. He'll be back Tuesday.
Okay. That's Hutch. He said he's got someone hired. They'll be on vacation. They'll be back Tuesday. Is that correct, Hutch?
Yes, sir.
That's for Turner Point, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He works tiles and hardware.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. You got anything else?
No, sir.
All righty. Anybody else got anything? We got a motion by WC to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Aye.
I got up, thank
you. Iron half. Not too shabby. Let's go over. Yes, sir. Okay. Be safe tomorrow, okay? Yes, sir.